Hello.
Hi, is this Amber?
Yes.
Amber, how are you? My name's Scott Brand. I'm the owner of Tanning Salon. How you doing?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Kelly told me you turned in an application to work with us, and I was hoping that maybe I could get you for a few minutes to do a quick phone interview with me.
Oh, definitely. Yes, no
problem. Why don't we just start then?
Great.
Okay, finish this sentence for me. Peter went to the moon because...
Peter went to the moon because...
Yes, just finish that sentence.
I'm sorry, I've never been asked that before.
I'm just going to tell you up front, my interview process is a little bit unconventional.
Oh, okay. Peter went to the moon because he was an astronaut.
That's not really the answer I was looking for there.
Maybe I didn't understand it then, because it's just a really open-ended question.
Yeah, that's correct. You just didn't answer it very well. Why don't we move on, though? If a penguin walked through the door to the tanning salon right now wearing a sombrero and wanted to tan for 10 minutes, would you let him?
A penguin?
Penguin wearing a sombrero.
And is this like a hypothetical, like a story thing? Like,
you know, it could happen. You never know.
Has it?
No. A penguin has never come through our doors wearing a sombrero, but if they were, I'd want my staff to be prepared.
Okay. No, I would say no. He couldn't tan.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's not what I want to hear.
I was just thinking that I would have no animals at all in there. Is that wrong?
That is wrong. If a penguin were to come through wearing a sombrero, you'd let him tan for 5 minutes, no longer, because they have very sensitive skin.
I'm sorry. I just don't. That's...
Why don't we move on to a more serious question then?
Okay.
How many cows are there in Canada?
How many cows are there in Kansas?
Canada. Everybody knows how many cows are in Kansas, but I want to know if you know how many cows are in Canada.
I have no idea. Don't you want to know, like, my job history and stuff, or...
I'd rather know how many cows there are in Canada, because I woke up this morning...
I do not know. Don't know that at all. Thousands. That's...
If you're in front of a computer, you could Google it for me. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I woke up this morning with that question on my mind, and I just want to know if anybody
Why didn't you Google it?
I just haven't had time.
I'm sorry. I just don't... This is odd. I mean, what is the application for this?
So will you Google how many cows are in Canada for me?
I am right now. There are currently about 4 million cattle in Canada.
Wonderful. Thank you. You know what? That's awesome. I'm really happy that you got that answer for me. Interesting.
Great. Okay.
Doesn't that just blow your mind? About that many cows in Canada?
No, that's a lot. That is a lot more than I thought.
Yeah. I wonder if they drink Molson, you know, and watch hockey.
I don't think so.
Maybe they don't give milk. They give Molson and through their teats.
No, I don't think so. It talks about milk in the article.
Oh. Well, good news. The interview process is over.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you now you didn't get the job. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, you didn't.
Are you kidding?
I can't hire you with the answers to those questions that you gave me. I apologize.
What?
But good
How
luck.
Would anybody? I gave you all the answers. What did I do wrong? What could I possibly have done wrong? I found your cow answer.
I was unimpressed by
the penguin thing.
Well, you didn't answer how long you would let a penguin with a sombrero tan, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way from the get-go.
Well, answer the question. I said no, an animal shouldn't be tanning, which is really the right answer if you think about it. What is the point? Oh my God.
Amber, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Your friend Rebecca set you up. She said that you've been looking for a job and would probably answer any question I asked you.
I can't believe those questions you asked. Oh, God.